Hello and welcome to The Bullhorn, a local news podcast brought to you by the Utah Statesman.
This is your host, Jonah Hansen, and I'm coming straight from the USU Student Media office where I have some great stories for you this week. Let's start off with the Black Lives Matter Utah founder being rushed off campus after a death threat. This was written by Kelly Christensen if you're looking for more information online. And we'll just hop right into it. Lex Scott, the founder of Black Lives Matter Utah, was escorted to her car by police after her speech at Utah State University on Thursday. According to Scott, this was because of a death threat against her. Luckily, she was able to give her speech before going to safety. Here's a little sound bit to introduce it.
So, you know, I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. Salt Lake City is 2% Black. Utah is 2% Black, and there weren't a lot of Black kids around me. I was called the N-word in kindergarten, and I was bullied a lot in high school, and I was really shy. That's my daughter right there. She also is very shy, and I didn't really know how to defend myself, so I grew up with a lot of rage. I still have that rage, and I wanted to help people who don't have a voice here. So I started the United Front Civil Rights Organization. That's a national organization. We have 30,000 members. And then people kept asking me to start a Black Lives Matter chapter.
So, yeah. When Lex started the United Front Civil Rights Organization, that was a long time ago. It's now grown to be more than 30,000 members on Facebook. And like Scott said, she didn't originally want to start a Black Lives Matter chapter. She said that she couldn't feel like she could control someone going out, shooting cops, and then saying, "I'm with Black Lives Matter." But after some time, she finally started the Utah BLM chapter. The Black Lives Matter movement originally began in Ferguson, Missouri, but the Utah chapter is not part of the national organization. During her speech, she said that every time a Black person is killed by police, the first thing the officers do is pull the criminal record of that individual. They do this to dehumanize them after they have died. "Everyone deserves to make it to court," Scott said. She told of when she protested in Ferguson, Missouri. And here's a little sound bit of her telling us how wonderful of an experience that was.
It was a beautiful moment where we all, I flew in from Utah, they welcomed me instantly. You know, it was a time where we knew, hey, we are sick of the injustice. We are sick of Black people being murdered at the hands of police. And we are standing together against this injustice. I went to Ferguson twice. And protested. And then I came back here and I started Black Lives Matter, Utah.
So she said that while she was in Ferguson, she saw 3-year-old children and 80-year-old men on the front lines protesting for what they believed in. We have no knowledge of who the death threat was from, but this isn't the first time this has happened to Scott or at Utah State University. In 2014, a feminist media critic, Annika Sarkeesian, had to cancel her speech at Utah State University after a threatening email was sent to the university regarding her speech. So that's pretty scary that a death threat was formed here in Logan, but apparently it's nothing that Lex Scott hasn't seen before. But as we keep going through the Statesman and the stories we've covered this week, we have the story that clubs gathered for the COVID-friendly street painting. Darcy Ritchie wrote this story. And if you don't know, for homecoming week, clubs come together on the roundabout right in front of the TSC, and they paint a square to kind of represent their club and what they're doing, kind of to just draw awareness to themselves. And as I took a look at the new street paintings at the roundabout in front of the TSC this morning, I was just reminded that it's one of my favorite traditions that USU does. Clara Alder, a member of Traditions Committee, said, "This street painting looks a lot different from previous years. It's still a super fun time. We're all dancing. All different clubs and organizations are making their mark on the loop. You know, only 5 people from each group were allowed to paint at a time, which is far different from previous years. Normally there's about 100 people on the roundabout just painting, going at it. But this year, organizations were assigned hour-long time slots to avoid too many people gathering at once. Masks were required, and members of the Utah State University Student Association Traditions Committee were assigned to sanitize everything regularly. Each club was given a single square on the TSC loop, a pan of white paint, and a pan of blue paint. They had an hour to complete their paintings, as I said before, and those students felt the event was put on safely. Club involvement in the street painting was much lower than in previous years. Only 30 clubs signed up for this year's event, compared to 70 clubs in 2019. If you didn't know, there's a new COVID index for the state of Utah. You should really go online to usustatesman.com and read the full story by Kelly Christensen. That way you know the rules that apply to you and your county in Utah. But the group gatherings have been different compared to where the transmission rates are high and where they're low. So always be careful before you plan an event. Make sure you go online and find out what's going on in your county. But with Halloween coming up, Emily White wrote a story about what spooky movies to watch this Halloween. And she's got a list of some really good movies. I'm going to give them all to you because I think that they're all just great. We got Ghostbusters, which you can find on Hulu. The Adventures of Ichabod Crane and Mr. Toad, which you can find on Disney Plus. Gremlins, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Twitches, Frankenweenie is a really good one for those of you who have small children or just are looking for something lighthearted. Hocus Pocus, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, The Corpse Bride. I just watched this next one very recently, Beetlejuice. Amazing. I had no idea that it was going to be as fun as it was. It wasn't nearly as scary as some people have claimed it to be. And then we got Edward Scissorhands, The Sixth Sense, The Watcher in the Woods, Garfield's Halloween Adventure, Haunted Mansion. These are all some of the more lighthearted ones that we had for you. If you're looking for something a little bit scarier, though, we had a piece by Megan Caldwell called It's Always Sunny in Horrorland, where she describes the horror movie Midsommar. It's more of a thriller than a horror movie, actually. But, gee, Midsommar is, it gets you down in your soul, because it's not a normal scary movie. Megan covers this in her story, but Midsommar is all about being scared in the light. There are hardly any scenes in the movies that are at nighttime or in the shade. It's all very bright and vibrant, but the storyline just scares you down. It thrills you. Okay, and be sure to go online again to usustatesman.com to find a story. It's featured today. It's Jason Walker telling us all about USU's 9 new incomers for the basketball season. We're looking forward to seeing them and seeing how they do. If you missed out on the Boise versus Utah State game, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but USU lost. It was kind of a blowout, but we'll come back. I believe in our team. And you know what? That's it for this week.
Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to find more information on our website, usustatesman.com. This was The Bullhorn.